This is Audible.
Simon & Schuster presents Dork Diaries Sister Showdown by Rachel Renee Russell, read by Jenny Barber.
This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell. Brianna. Private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed. To all of my Dork Diaries fans who have a bratty little sister or who are a bratty little sister. Monday, September 1st, 10 a.m. Lately, my little sister Brianna has been a total brat. Yes, she's adorably cute in ponytails, ruffles, and pink Barbie sneakers. But personally, I'd rather have a baby rattlesnake as a sister. Why? Because Brianna and her evil imaginary friend, Miss Penelope, have been sneaking into my room and stealing my stuff. And when I complain to my parents, they make excuses for her and lecture me about how she loves and adores me because I'm her big sister. It's a known scientific fact that there are over 7 trillion nerves in the human body. But even more mind-boggling is that Brianna has managed to get on every single one of mine. This is what I've been dealing with. Brianna had a complete meltdown and threw a tantrum when I didn't let her draw on my bedroom walls. She took my cell phone, and when I asked her to give it back, she refused. Brianna, please give me back my phone. Now! She raided my closet and played dress up in my fave outfit. And she almost ruined my trip to Paris when she stole my clothes. But today, she did the worst thing ever. She taped a really ugly drawing of me on my bedroom door that said, "Nikki is a monster! Grr!" Like, who does that? OMG, Brianna's creepy drawing is going to give me nightmares. Okay, I'll admit my head is slightly lopsided, and one of my eyes is a tiny bit larger, but her hideous drawing is a complete exaggeration and so unfair. Yes, I'm a little grumpy sometimes, but does that make me a monster? I don't think so. Monday, 1 p.m. I can't believe my first day of school is Thursday. The summer went by so fast. This year, I'll be in a new building along with students from 3 other schools. I'm kind of freaking out just thinking about it. Why? Because I barely survived all of the middle school drama. And this place is even bigger with more students. Back in the summer, I had hopes and dreams of an exciting school year. But today, all I have is acne and really low self-esteem. OMG, what if I don't fit in at my new school? I feel traumatized just thinking about it. But after pouring my heart out in my diary, I finally figured it out. All I really need are 3 important things. My wacky BFFs, Chloe and Zoe, and my crush, Brandon. I want to be the best friend ever to them as well. Someone they can totally trust and rely on. This means my dorky days are over. I only have a few days to completely reinvent myself into someone my BFFs will be proud of. I want to be the friendliest, coolest, smartest, chillest, cutest, most intriguing person at my new school. Basically, the perfect me. Yes, I'll admit it. I totally want to be that girl. The very first step, a complete makeover. So I called my two fave life experts for advice, Chloe and Zoe. Since it was kind of an emergency, they rushed right over. First, they gathered all of the fantastique clothing I'd purchased on my trip to Paris. I just got home 48 hours ago, and I still have jet lag. Did you notice I used a fancy French word for fantastic? Next, they scrounged through all of my old clothing from last year, gathered all of the cutest stuff, and tossed it into a basket. Then Chloe flipped through a half dozen fashion mags she'd brought from home while Zoe scrolled through the most popular fashion influencers on social media to get the trendiest ideas for my new makeover. The final step was to make sure my new look was perfect. So they insisted that I do an intense try-on-a-thon. By the time we were done, Chloe and Zoe had helped me figure out my entire wardrobe for the first month of school. Hey, I was already loving the new me. To show my appreciation, I insisted on treating my BFFs to their fave cupcakes at the cupcakery. But Zoe said she was interviewing a local girl band for our new school's YouTube channel. And Chloe said she was baking cupcakes with other students to raise money for our area Girl Scout troop. What had started as savage summer challenges were now their newfound passions. I had to admit, I was very impressed and a little jelly that they were already involved in extracurricular activities and making new friends. And school hasn't even started yet. All while I was having a total meltdown over which socks to wear on the first day of school and whether they clash with my lip gloss. By comparison, my BFFs seemed so mature. OMG, I'm lucky to have you both in my life, I gushed. I really appreciate your help with my wardrobe. If either of you need anything at all, just let me know. I've got your back. Seriously. We did a quick group hug, and my BFFs rushed out the door. Back in my room, I stared at my reflection in the mirror. Then I took a deep breath, smiled, and tried to think positive thoughts. I, Nikki J. Maxwell, am going to have the best school year ever. Scooby! Even if it kills me. Monday, 3:30 p.m. I'm so excited right now. I can barely write this. Brandon just stopped by to drop off more photos from our recent trip to Paris. And he took the time to place them in a really nice photo album with his fave photo of me on the cover. Scooby! It even had a colorful assortment of Paris-themed stickers. He said his grandma is really into scrapbooking and helped him make it for me. OMG, the photos are awesome! Brandon is such a talented photographer. As we talked, Brandon knelt down and tickled Daisy behind her ears as she chewed a mouthful of his hair. Fun fact, dog spit has more holding power than hair gel. Brandon looked like he'd stuck his finger in an electrical socket. Daisy's a blast and such a smart little pup, he smiled. I really want a selfie of us. That would be awesome. A selfie of you two would be so cute, I agreed. I scooped up Daisy and handed her to Brandon while he tried to fix his hair. Daisy wagged her tail, barked, and gave him a wet, slurpy kiss. She's so wiggly. It might be easier if I just took a photo of both of you with my phone, I suggested. Actually, I think you misunderstood me, Brandon grinned sheepishly. When I said I wanted a selfie of us, I didn't mean Daisy and me. I meant the other us, you and me. Then he kind of blushed and brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes. OMG. Suddenly it felt like I had 159 butterflies fluttering around in my stomach. I thought I was going to throw up the soup and sandwich I had for lunch all over his sneakers. This was the second or third selfie we'd taken together in the past week. I couldn't help but wonder why Brandon wanted them and if it meant anything special. Brandon used his camera timer to take our photo. OMG, it's adorbs. Personally, I think we make a super cute couple. Last year, we spent a lot of time hanging out as good friends, but maybe this year, things could get a bit more, you know, serious. I suddenly got the craziest idea. We could meet up at our fave place, and I'd finally tell him how I really feel about him. Squee! My heart was pounding as I took a deep breath. So, Brandon, would you like to hang out at the cupcakery later today? Actually, Nikki, that sounds great, Brandon smiled as he stared deep into my, soul. OMG, I couldn't believe he actually said yes, but then changed his mind and said no. Unfortunately, the manager of Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Center is on vacation, and the assistant manager came down with the flu this morning, Brandon explained. So I'm scheduled to do all of the feedings, exercise, and potty breaks for the next 24 hours. Maybe we can hang out next weekend? I'll let you know for sure once I know my schedule. I admit, I was a little, really disappointed. We're definitely stuck in the friend zone. But I still admire Brandon for being such a mature and responsible young adult. Thanks again for the photo album, I said. And if there's anything I can do to help out at Fuzzy Friends, just let me know. I got your back. Okay, I'll text you later, he said as he glanced at his watch and hurried out the door. Hey, I can barely take care of Daisy, let alone a dozen dogs at an animal center. My crush is too busy saving the world to hang out and eat cupcakes. And that is the coolest thing about him. Monday, 6:30 p.m. I was reading my student handbook and filling out paperwork for school when I got an alert from my cell phone. It was a frantic text from Chloe. Help! Still baking. I forgot to order a cake from the cupcakery for Grammy's birthday party tomorrow. Can you do this for me? We'll email you the details. Thanks. I read Chloe's email that arrived a few minutes later. Apparently, her grandma is having a big birthday party tomorrow evening at our local senior community center with her closest 75 friends and family members. Wow! All I have to do is order the cake from the cupcakery, go there tomorrow to make sure it looks okay, and arrange for it to be delivered to the community center by 6 p.m. tomorrow. Like, how hard can it be? Within minutes, I texted Chloe back. I just placed the cake order, so everything is all set. I'll send you a photo of it before delivery as you requested. Tell Grammy I said happy birthday. Problem solved. Then things got even weirder. About 30 minutes later, I got a text from Zoe. She needed my help too. My interview was rescheduled to Tuesday at noon. Can you pick up my ear jams order for me tomorrow at 11 a.m.? Receipt is attached. Thanks. OMG, there's a 6-month waiting list for ear jams headphones. But my BFF Zoe is actually getting one? Like, tomorrow? She obviously has friends in high places, probably because of her music vlog. I quickly texted her back. Sure, I'll pick up your ear jams order. I can also test them out for a few months to make sure they're working properly. Just let me know. I have to admit, it actually feels good to be helping my friends for once. They're always super supportive, even though my life is pretty much a never-ending drama fest. But now that Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon are involved in other things and making new friends, I'm feeling a little insecure, and I don't know why. Maybe because it was so hard for me to fit in at Westchester Country Day and make friends. Moving here last fall was the most difficult time of my life. I cried almost every day. But writing in my diary helped me get through it all. Although I'm still a little traumatized thanks to Mackenzie Hollister, for some reason, that girl hates my guts. If I can prove to Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon that I'm an irreplaceable friend, they'll realize how much they need me in their lives, because I really, really need them in mine. I don't know what I'd do without them. Monday, 11:57 p.m. OMG, I just woke up in a cold sweat. I have the worst stabbing pain in the lower right side of my stomach, and it's excruciating. The last thing I want to do is tell my parents. My mom took a few vacation days from work to spend quality time with Brianna and me before we go back to school, so she's home all week. If she finds out I'm sick, I'll be trapped in bed all day with a thermometer stuck in my mouth while I secretly flush bowls of her nasty, chunky chicken soup down the toilet. Right now, I'm feeling horrible. Maybe it was that queasy, cheesy pizza I had for dinner. It's also possible I'm just stressed out and having a massive panic attack. And all my angst is manifesting itself as an unbearable pain in my, spleen. Speaking of an unbearable pain, Brianna stole my cell phone and I found her hiding inside her closet playing the Princess Sugarplum game. Again! Since the pain in my stomach was getting worse, I dragged myself out of bed and drank a glass of warm milk. The good news is that the pain seems to be less intense now. Assuming I survive the night, hopefully I'll feel a lot better in the morning. Fingers crossed. Tuesday, September 2nd, 10 a.m. Great news! I woke up this morning and I'm still alive. Woohoo! The pain is almost gone, and I feel so much better. So it must have been that queasy, cheesy pizza. Note to self, never, ever eat there again. My indigestion was so bad, it felt like the anchovies I had on my pizza were swimming around trying to chew their way out of my stomach. I needed to run that errand for Zoe, and my mom was driving my little sister to a dance class, so she agreed to drop me off at the store and pick me up after the class was over. I arrived at the Tech 2Go Superstore early, but the parking lot was already starting to fill up. Mom pulled up to the front door, gave me a quick reminder about stranger danger. At least she didn't make me sing the little song with her like she does Brianna. And I climbed out of the car. But apparently not fast enough. A middle-aged mom with hot pink rollers in her hair and a spray tan laid on her horn and screamed, "Move it, morons!" Inside the store, I spotted a small mob of giddy teenage girls already waiting in line. I was pretty sure they were there to snag a pair of Ear Jams headphones, just like me. Or maybe their fave female pop star had just released another surprise album. Lucky for me, I was near the front of the line. Because within 20 minutes, it had gotten so incredibly long that it snaked through the mobile phone, desktop, laptop, gaming, camera, and music departments and right out the front door. My heart started to race, and I broke out in a cold sweat. Again. I was so not looking forward to a possible death match against a peer over ear jams headphones. When a geeky sales clerk in thick glasses entered the room, it got so quiet you could hear a pin drop. "Hello, I'm Michael, the assistant manager of electronics. I'm sure you're all here for the new limited edition ear jams headphones." The crowd cheered enthusiastically. Michael wiped his sweaty brow, smiled nervously, and continued. "I know you're excited, but please quiet down." "Thank you. Unfortunately, I have a bit of bad news. Only 50 headphones were delivered this morning, and we have 87 prepaid orders and over 100 of you waiting in line to purchase. So we don't have enough for everyone at this time. We expect more inventory in about 5 days to, 5 weeks. So I need the first 50 people with prepaid receipts to line up in an orderly fashion right here in front of me. Can you do that so we can get started?" "Yes!" The crowd of girls answered calmly. "Perfect!" Michael removed the rope and officially opened the display of ear jams headphones. That's when the crowd shrieked hysterically and stampeded toward him. Everyone had a compelling reason why they were entitled to get one of the 50 coveted headphones. "I deserve one. Today is my birthday.
I drove here and my trip was 3 hours.
I flew here and my flight was 3 hours.
I flipped burgers to earn the money for this.
I scrubbed toilets to earn the money for this."
Caught off guard, the poor manager was knocked to the floor and almost trampled.
"Ladies, please," he pleaded. "They're just overpriced plastic headphones."
I was stuck in a moral quandary. I could push, shove, and claw my way to the headphones like everyone else, or I could help the manager before he was seriously injured. I ran to the manager, grabbed his arm, and placed it around my neck. Then I helped him stand up while the crowd squeezed past us. Lastly, I picked up his glasses and placed them back on his face. Disoriented, he blinked a few times and just stared at the commotion, speechless. I escorted the manager to safety in the gaming department and raced back to the headphones. I dodged and weaved through the crowd like a pro football player. My dad would have been proud. My heart sank when I saw a store employee post a sold-out sign as disappointed girls started to leave the line. I stood on my tippy-toes to get a better view of the display. A blonde girl wearing dark, oversized designer sunglasses, who looked suspiciously like Mackenzie Hollister, shoved several girls out of her way. Then she grabbed the last two boxes and stuffed them into her large Coach handbag.
"Not today, hun,"
another girl snarled as she snatched the bag, spilling the boxes onto the floor. I couldn't believe my eyes when one slid right past me and stopped abruptly, partially hidden under the cell phone display. Apparently, no one else had seen it. Yet. I slowly crept toward the headphones, trying to remain inconspicuous. The sparkly pink box seemed to glow, luring me closer and closer. Soon, it was just inches from my fingertips. Then, I grabbed the box.
OMG, I could hardly believe it.
An elusive pair of Ear Jams headphones was mine. All mine.
Zoe's. Sorry.
But when I tried to pick it up, a large foot in orange rubber clogs and tube socks, a major fashion don't, stopped me. I immediately recognized the mom with the spray tan and hair rollers who had called me a moron. I pulled the box out from under her foot and clutched it to my heart.
Sorry, but this one is for my daughter, she sneered as she snatched it out of my hands. Here, honey, catch, she said, tossing the box to her daughter.
A teen girl, dressed as tackily as her mom, caught the box in midair and took off running toward the front of the store. Just great. Her mom was bad enough, but now I had to deal with fashion violator number two, her daughter. I scrambled to my feet and went after the girl to get Zoe's headphones back. I chased her through mobile phone, desktop, laptop, gaming, camera, and music. But unfortunately, I lost sight of her when she disappeared into the unruly crowd. I could not believe my headphones were gone! Lost forever! Oops, I meant to say, Zoe's headphones were gone! Lost forever! That's when I finally decided I'd had enough. Empty-handed and a little sore from my extreme shopping adventure, I slowly limped to the exit to wait for my mom to pick me up. I felt disappointed, angry, and totally exhausted all at the same time. And my stomach was hurting again. I leaned against the brick building and closed my eyes as people rushed past me. Some girls giggled excitedly while others were in tears. But inside my head, I was screaming in frustration. No! And having a mini meltdown. What was I going to tell Zoe? She was going to be so disappointed. After everything she'd done for me the past year, I totally let her down. I was about to ugly cry when I heard a familiar voice. Hey, you're still here? It was the geeky assistant store manager. I just wanted to tell you, I really appreciated what you did back there. Thanks. He was sweaty and disheveled, and his glasses were smudged, but he wasn't disoriented or in shock anymore. He continued, So, we have one last pair of headphones locked in the display case in the front window. If my manager allows me to place it back in stock, it's yours, but I can't make you any promises. That's really nice of you, I smiled weakly. Thank you, but I actually came to pick up a pair of headphones for my friend since she couldn't be here. I'm sure she'd appreciate it. Well, it's the least I can do, he explained. If it weren't for you, I'd probably be in an ambulance on my way to the hospital right now. Do you have her receipt? I handed him Zoe's receipt, and he scanned her code with the store's device. You're all set. Your friend just might be getting an Ear Jams delivery in the next 24 hours if my plan works. If my manager turns me down, it might be 5 weeks from now. Regardless, she's really lucky to have a friend like you. I just smiled and shrugged. I was happy he was okay, but I wasn't. I was going home with no Ear Jams headphones, which meant I had to break some really bad news to Zoe. I had failed. Tuesday, 12:30 p.m. I was still waiting for Mom to pick me up when I got an unexpected text from Brandon. Good news. I found new homes for 3 dogs that need to be delivered today. Can you stop by the center at 5 p.m. to do a feeding and potty break?
Thank you.
OMG, I am so proud of him. In one day, he has placed 3 dogs. I've never taken care of the dogs at Fuzzy Friends by myself, but I've helped Brandon plenty of times. If 3 dogs have been placed, that means I'll probably be caring for 8 of them for 2 hours. Like, how hard can that be? I texted back, "Congrats! Yes, I'll be there at 5 p.m. to do a feeding and potty break. I'll leave the key in the lockbox when I'm done." I asked Mom to drop me off at the cupcakery since I have to complete an errand for Chloe. The good news is that Fuzzy Friends is right across the street. So as soon as I finish up at the cupcakery, I'll grab a bite to eat and then head right over to Fuzzy Friends. I just hope my projects for Chloe and Brandon go a lot better than things did for Zoe. I really need to text her an update. But under the circumstances, a call would be better. So I'll definitely call Zoe. After I've finished Chloe's project. And after I've finished Brandon's project. Tuesday, 1 p.m. Since Zoe's errand had turned into a major disaster, I arrived at the cupcakery totally focused. This time around, I was prepared to deal with any unexpected complications. You know, things like a flood, tornado, earthquake, wildfire, snowstorm, landslide, hurricane, and last but not least, zombie apocalypse. Hey, I was expecting the unexpected. The bakery assistant brought out Chloe's order. The beautiful cake was covered in an assortment of delicate, pastel-colored frosted flowers. Chloe's grandmother was going to love it. My final task was to confirm the delivery to the senior community center. Everything was going exactly as planned. Then suddenly, everything went dark.
Tuesday, September 2nd, 4 p.m. Hello, people. My name is Brianna Maxwell, and I am 6 years old. I have a sister named Nikki Maxwell. She's nice and has a lot of cool stuff in her room. I drew a picture of her. I'm a really good artist, right? Nikki loves drawing and writing in her diary. And sometimes she actually writes secrets in there. I love secrets. Do you? Hey, do you want me to tell you all of Nikki's biggest secrets? Yes? Sorry, people. I can't. Nikki says secrets are a very private matter. And everyone, this means you, should keep their noses out of her business. But I'll tell you my big secret if you're a nice person. All of my secrets belong to me, so I'm the boss of them. You have to promise not to tell anyone, especially Nikki. Pick one. I am a nice person, and I promise not to tell your secret to anyone in the whole world. Or, I have a really big mouth, and I will blab your secret to everyone. I also stink. Hey, you, close this diary now. Okay, here is my big secret. I got Nikki's diary and phone from her purse! Hooray! I have Nikki's purse, phone, and diary. Lucky me! I love playing with her stuff. And since she's not home, it's all mine. Nikki was supposed to call Mom to pick her up, but she can't call Mom because I have her phone. That silly girl is going to be in really big trouble. But it's not my problem. Dad says Nikki will show up soon and not to panic. Yet. I plan to keep Nikki's things until she comes home and yells at me to never, ever touch her stuff again. I think Nikki will probably be coming home very soon. Unless she is dead. Anyway, since Nikki gives each of her diaries a name, I'm calling my diary Tales from a Not-So-Bratty Little Sister. Brianna's Version. I picked this title mainly because I am not a bratty little sister. And these days, every smart and powerful girl has her own version of things. So why not me? I'm making a new cover for my diary. Why? I do not want to go to jail for theft. I painted a cover for my diary. After my painting dried, I taped it over Nikki's cover. Now I have the most beautiful diary in the entire world. Lucky me. Uh-oh. My mom, who is a very nice, smart, and pretty lady, is calling me for dinner. I need to hide Nikki's things in my room because nobody knows I have them. This is so fun. I can't wait to write some more juicy stuff in my very own diary. Love, me, Brianna. Tuesday, 5 p.m. I'm back. I had to eat dinner and use the bathroom. So now I'm going to tell you all about me. I love, love, love Princess Sugarplum. I want to be like her when I grow up and live on Baby Unicorn Island, where we will kiss all the baby unicorns. I am trying to write in this diary, but Nikki's stupid cell phone keeps ringing and ringing and ringing. So I checked her phone. OMG, Nikki has a lot of calls. She is a very popular girl, but not as popular as Princess Sugarplum. Sorry. Nikki has calls from Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon. Then Chloe again, Zoe again, and Brandon again. Then Chloe, Zoe, Chloe, Brandon, and Chloe. They're sending texts, too. The phone is going ding, 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 ding. Chloe and Zoe are Nikki's best friends. She met them at school. They're probably as wacky as Nikki is. Nope, they're wackier. Zoe is smart and helps me with my homework. Chloe is funny and makes me laugh. They tell me I am as cute as a baby bunny. I agree. I call them Closey because they are always together. Kind of like a nice and pretty two-headed monster that talks and giggles a lot. Nikki also has a crush guy. His name is Brandon. She acts super nice and smiley when he's around. I have a special best friend too. Her name is Miss Penelope. She is a girl that I drew on my hand with an ink pen. We get along great. She is always very friendly and does whatever I want. mostly because she's my own hand. Miss Penelope says,
"Hello there, everybody!"
Miss Penelope and I like cheesy fries with extra bacon bits. Yum! And popcorn, too. We also love ice cream. My fave flavor is chocolate, and Miss Penelope's is orange sherbet. We like to share an ice cream cone together. Miss Penelope and I love to eat cookies, too. But sometimes my mom says, "Brianna, it's time for dinner soon. No cookies." But Miss Penelope wants me to eat the cookies now. So she takes the cookies and stuffs them inside my mouth. I think Miss Penelope is the best friend in the whole wide world. After my sister Nikki, of course. Sorry, Miss Penelope. Love, me, Brianna. Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Oh no, I just got more bad news. I am very sick and tired of bad news. My mom and dad said they need to leave right now to take care of an important emergency. But they told me not to worry because they'll explain everything to me later when they get home. Sorry, but I think finding Nikki is way more important than some stupid emergency. I really miss Nikki and want her to come home now. I will also be very nice to her. The good news is our very nice neighbor lady, Mrs. Wallabanger, is babysitting me. Yay! This means I can stay up as late as I want. I can also write in my diary, put on more pretty lip gloss, and have lots of fun. Why? Because Mrs. Wallabanger always falls asleep when she babysits me. And she is really, really, really old. I always give her a blanket so she's warm and comfy. Then I get us both a yummy snack of pizza and punch. After that, it is nap time for Mrs. Wallabanger. And because she's really, really, really old, I check on her every hour to make sure she didn't die in her sleep. Be right back. Tuesday, 5:45 p.m. I checked Nikki's cell phone. Closey and Crush Guy are still calling and texting. What is wrong with these people? They need to get a life. That's when I came up with a very genius idea. I'm going to pretend to be Nikki and answer the text messages from her friends. Just call me Super Secret Text Message Girl. I'll be very kind and friendly and not tell them to stop blowing up the phone because it's getting on my last nerve. Zoe texted, "Did you get my ear jams? I'm literally sitting here going nuts." So I texted, "Hi, Zoe. What did you jam into your ear? A bean or nut is hard to get out, but raisins will melt and drip out. Boogers are gross." OMG! Zoe jammed a nut into her ear? No wonder she was blowing up Nikki's phone. She is way too old to still be sticking stuff in her ears. Like, who does that? Zoe texted, "OMG, I can't wait.
I'll come to your house or you can come to mine like ASAP. I'm dying. So I texted back, please don't die. I can't help you, but a doctor can. If you're good and don't cry, you will get a fun smelly sticker. Yay! I think I gave Zoe very good advice. This text messaging stuff is easy and fun. Zoe texted. What are you talking about? Nikki, didn't you pick up my new headphones? Like you promised? I texted. Headphones? What new headphones? Sorry. Zoe was loving my text messages so much that she wanted to keep talking to me. Seriously, Nikki? Seriously, Zoe. Gotta go. Bye. I was getting a little hungry and wanted a snack, so I told Zoe I had to go. Nikki will be really happy that I helped her friend. But I think she needs to have a serious talk with Zoe about jamming stuff in her ears, like nuts, raisins, beans, M&Ms, or chicken nuggets. Because putting random stuff into your ears can be very dangerous. I think I am a very talented text message writer. Love me, Brianna. Tuesday, 6 p.m. I love, love, love the drawings in Nikki's diary. I want to put some in my diary, too. So I went to Dad's home office and used his copy machine to copy my favorite pages. Then I used a glue stick to paste the pages into my diary. Ta-da! Now I have Nikki's drawings inside my diary. Five reasons why I love Nikki. Number one, Nikki is very brave and saved my life. OMG, Brianna, get down from there. Do not reach. Ah! OMG, Brianna, you knocked over that entire display. Thank you for catching me, Nikki. You just saved my life. Great. Now can you get off of me? Number two. Nikki is so nice, she shared her bowl of cereal with Miss Penelope.
Good news, Nikki. Brandon still likes you, even though I told him about your hairy legs and crusty eye boogers.
Miss Penelope, go for a swim in this lovely pool. That may be my cereal bowl full of milk. Nikki grabbed my hand and dunked Miss Penelope.
Help me! I can't swim!
Oh no! Miss Penelope can't swim! Rescue on the way! Number three. Nikki plays hair salon lady with me. And she lets me cut, style her hair. Number four, Nikki says I'm an awesome artist. Number five, during the holidays, Nikki eats with me at the kiddie table. As soon as Nikki gets home, I'm going to give her a big hug and tell her she is the best sister ever. Love me, Brianna. Tuesday, 6:15 p.m. OMG, I'm missing Nikki so much. By the way, OMG means, oh my gosh. It's Nikki's favorite word. You can say it when you're freaking out or really sad about something. You can also say it when you're happy or when you've made a big mistake. My biggest OMG mistake was when I dropped Nikki's cell phone in the toilet. I was trying to make a video of the swirly swishy water going down into that hole when, oops, I dropped Nikki's cell phone in the toilet. Plop. I was very upset. Why? Because I didn't get a video of the swirly swishy water going down the hole. I didn't have anything for show and tell at school. I wrapped up Nikki's wet phone for 30 minutes with a bath towel and two fresh spring dryer sheets. All the water dried up and the phone smelled like spring flowers, not toilet water. Of course, Nikki's phone doesn't work that well anymore, but it's not my problem. My mom says when Nikki gets a new cell phone, I will get her old one. I was not very happy to hear that news. Sorry, but the last thing I want is a nasty, busted, used cell phone that somebody dropped in a toilet. Love me, Brianna. Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. I just got another text from Chloe, and she seems upset about something. Since she might be having a really bad day, I'll send her a nice, friendly text. Hopefully, it will make her feel better. Chloe and I texted back and forth. Chloe texted, Nikki, OMG, I've been calling you forever. We've been waiting for our cake. I'm a little upset. Hi, Chloe. That's awful. I would be upset too. Which cake is your fave flavor? I love chocolate cake. It's yummy. She texted back. I have a lot of questions. Do you know where the cake is? Or why it's late? Did you even order the cake? Chloe, here are your answers. No, no, no. I hope this helped. Chloe texted. But Nikki, it's Grandma's birthday party. Great. Please tell her I said, Happy birthday. Wow. I think my texts with Chloe went as well as they did with Zoe. I even wished Chloe's grandma a happy birthday. I think Nikki would be so proud of me. Love me, Brianna. Tuesday, 6:45 p.m. Do you love to cook? Here are a few of Nikki's and my favorite silly recipes. I hope you have fun cooking with Brianna. Bon appetit. This is a fancy French word for let's pig out. But I could be very wrong about that. Welcome to cooking with me. Human popcorn balls. Gather all of your ingredients. Accidentally spill a bowl of room temperature caramel. Oopsie. Pop a lot of popcorn until it spills out of the microwave onto the floor. Roll around in the popcorn until it sticks to your body, along with a dozen random kitchen utensils. Eat, enjoy, and share your delish human-sized popcorn ball. Yum! Sticky sandwich to go! Prepare the ingredients for your fave messy and sticky sandwich. Make sure your sandwich is extra sticky, extra messy, and extra large. Now, plaster your sandwich on the front of your fave clothing item to enjoy a quick and tasty on-the-go snack. Warning, if your sandwich becomes permanently stuck, it might need to be surgically removed. Human doggy snacks. Select a cooking area with an oven. Using my special recipe, bake a dozen bone-shaped doggy snack cookies. Share yummy doggy snacks with pets, family, and friends. Use as a reward for training your parents. Burnt and smoked frosted cookies. Place your fave cookie recipe in the oven and cook until accidentally burnt. Next, smoke the burnt cookies to achieve a rich flavor. Frost generously to conceal the nasty burnt and smoky taste. My fave things, toss it in dump cake. This quick and easy recipe is super popular. Simply make a list of your 12 favorite foods. It can be meat, veggies, casseroles, desserts, candy, or cookies, as well as breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snacks. Just dump your fave foods on top of a yellow cake. Then frost and eat. Enjoy. Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. Since my text messages with Chloe and Zoe went so well, I decided to text Crush Guy, also known as Brandon. He hadn't sent as many texts as Nikki's BFFs, which was a good thing. So I was sure texting with Brandon was going to be really easy. Brandon and I texted back and forth. Hey, Nikki, I'm sorry to blow up your phone and text, but I found your purse and gave it to Brianna to give to you. Did you get it? Yes. Brianna has Nikki's stuff. She thought I was coming home soon, but I didn't. So she is the boss of my stuff right now, not me. I found it outside near the cupcakery. I eat there for lunch since it's right near Fuzzy Friends. So where are you now? I have no idea. My parents are trying to find me. I think I'm lost. Brianna is worried too. I just hope I'm found soon. Are you okay? You sound a little strange. How did it go with the dogs? Thank you for taking care of all 8 of them today. What dogs? I was supposed to take care of 8 dogs a day? I've been feeling really lost all day. So I forgot. I think. Nikki, you didn't stop by to take care of the dogs today? So, no prob. I'll go over there right now. Don't worry about it. Chillax. I'm really sorry about the mix-up. But as soon as we find Nikki, I'll let you know. I mean, find me. I'm supposed to be lost. Nikki, are you okay? You sound a little strange. Nothing is wrong. I'm fine. Nikki's fine. I gotta go. Bye. Earlier today, Brandon came to my house and gave me Nikki's purse. Inside it was her phone and diary. Brandon said he found it outside at the cupcakery. We have Nikki's purse, but no Nikki. All of this is so confusing.
I just want her to come home. I missed my sister so much. I started crying. I was surprised when my dad walked in and gave me a big hug. He was smiling because he had really good news. We finally found Nikki. Now I can give Nikki all of her stuff back. I had a lot of fun with her cell phone, but after a while, I got a little tired of it. It was always ringing with calls and dinging with text messages. Being friends with Brandon, Chloe, and Zoe was a lot of drama. It gave me a big headache. My friends are way more fun. We play Princess Sugar Plum, ride unicorns, and hang out with my BFF, Miss Penelope. Nikki's friends made her work, work, work. And that is not fun. She had to help with a birthday party, take care of 8 dogs, and stop a friend from jamming stuff into her ears, which at her age is a little weird, if you ask me. Nikki's friends are nice, but they got on my last nerve. Hey, people, just chillax. It was cool having my big sister's life for a few hours, but my life is way more fun. Sorry, Nikki. Miss Penelope and I decided to bake a yummy welcome home cake just for Nikki. Dear Nikki, here is your diary. Sorry, but I accidentally wrote some stuff on the pages. It was really fun. Love me, Brianna. P.S. I wish I had my own diary. Tuesday, September 2nd, 1 p.m. Continued. OMG! It's great to have my diary back again! I've really missed writing in it. But it looks like my bratty sister, Brianna, has been writing in it too. More on that later. Anyway, it's barely been one day since my last diary entry, but it feels like a week. Everything has been a blur. A lot has happened to me in the past 24 hours. My last diary entry was Tuesday, September 2nd at 1 p.m., so I'm going to resume writing right where I left off. I had stopped by the cupcakery just as I'd promised Chloe. I wanted to see the cake we'd ordered for her grandmother and confirm delivery to her birthday party at the Senior Community Center by 6 p.m. I told the bakery assistant, "Wow, the cake is so pretty. You did a wonderful job on it." I was still admiring the cake while the bakery assistant grabbed a box for it and the delivery info from the shelf behind her. Suddenly, I felt a sharp, stabbing pain in my right side. It was even worse than last time. I could barely breathe. OMG! I couldn't believe I dropped the cake! I felt horrible. The pain was getting worse, and everything started to get fuzzy. I felt so dizzy. I collapsed on the floor and curled into a ball. The pain was awful. I was so scared and in so much pain, I started to cry. Then, everything went dark. And when I finally came to, I was on a stretcher being placed in an ambulance. I was rushed to the Westchester Hospital Emergency Medical Care Center. I think I was in shock because I was totally out of it and in so much pain I could barely speak. I was exhausted and the hospital room was freezing.
A medical team was running tests, trying to figure out what was wrong with me. I kept closing my eyes, wishing the pain would go away, even while the hospital staff was asking me questions. Can you hear me, dear? Can you tell me your name, parents' names, address, or a phone number? A young lady with a clipboard kept asking me. But the pain was so unbearable and disorienting, I couldn't speak, let alone answer her questions. I overheard a doctor say I needed emergency surgery as soon as possible. But she wanted to try to contact my parents before proceeding. I opened my eyes and tried to talk, but all that came out were moans and groans. Emergency surgery? As soon as possible? Just great! It was a disastrous start to my new school year. I found out later that my mom came to pick me up from Fuzzy Friends as planned, and when she didn't find me, she tried calling me several times, but I didn't answer. My purse had gotten lost earlier in all the commotion at the cupcakery, and my phone was inside it. Assuming that I had gotten a ride home with a friend, Mom rushed back home, hoping I was there. Now worried, my parents drove around looking for me. By that time, both the cupcakery and Fuzzy Friends had closed for the evening. Okay, this is where things got really crazy. The hospital checked my pockets for clues about my identity and found two pieces of paper. The first one was a store receipt for ear jams. The hospital actually thought I was Zoe Franklin until Zoe answered her phone. Hello? Zoe's parents assured the hospital that she was at home safe and sound. The second paper was a note about the cake delivery. Then the hospital thought I was Chloe Garcia until Chloe answered her phone. Hello? Chloe's parents assured the hospital that she was at home safe and sound. Chloe and Zoe panicked and started worrying about me, so they both called Brandon. Hello? It was Brandon's brilliant idea to contact me to make sure I was okay. So the three of them sent me a text. Hi, Nikki. Just wanted to make sure you're at home okay.
Yes, I'm great. Watching my fave movie, Princess Sugarplum Saves Baby Unicorn Island, Part 7.
They wrote back, love your very funny joke.
Sorry, but that was not a joke.
Brianna told my friends I was at home watching a Princess Sugarplum movie, when in fact, I was at the hospital in the emergency room. Never trust a bratty little sister with your phone. Thank goodness Chloe's and Zoe's parents called my parents to make sure that I was okay. They explained to my parents that Westchester Hospital had called them to get information about a teenage patient who was in the emergency room. My parents immediately called the hospital and spoke with the admissions director. Then they rushed to the hospital to verify that it was me, their daughter, Nikki Maxwell, and that's how they finally tracked me down at Westchester Hospital.
OMG, they were so happy and relieved to see me.
But I was even happier to see them. After a quick visit with me, my parents met with my surgeon, Dr. Taylor. She explained that I had acute appendicitis. Because it was a potentially life-threatening medical issue, I needed immediate emergency surgery. My parents authorized emergency surgery for a laparoscopic appendectomy at 8 p.m. The surgery lasted 1 hour, and I was back in my hospital room recovering by 9:30 p.m. I am still sore from the surgery and a little woozy from the meds, but overall, doing well. And that horrific pain is gone. Forever. If everything goes as planned, I'll be discharged from the hospital on Thursday. Squee! All of this writing has made me exhausted. Now I just need to get some rest. Wednesday, September 3rd, 10 a.m. I was asleep when I got an unexpected visitor.
Ah! Are you still alive?
OMG. Brianna woke me up with that weird eye poke thing she does. I hate it. Thank goodness I was already at the hospital, so the doctors could surgically repair my eye if Brianna accidentally popped it out of its socket. It could have fallen off my bed, bounced on the floor, and rolled right under the chair. Then I'd have to rinse the lint and dust off my eyeball and place it in a cup of water until my surgery was scheduled. Just great. After I finally stopped hyperventilating, I was actually happy to see Brianna. She was happy to see me too, and told me how much she missed me. I have to admit, it was a little surprising since I'd only been gone about 24 hours. Brianna gave me a big hug and a kiss on my cheek that reminded me a lot of my puppy, Daisy. I always wash my face after getting kisses from both of them, although one has poor hygiene and is a lot germier. OMG, I've actually seen Brianna at the pond kissing slimy frogs, trying to turn one into a prince. I have no idea where that girl's lips have been. I could hardly believe it when Brianna got a little emotional and told me what a great sister I was and that she loved me. And get this, she actually apologized for all of her bratty behavior, which included a lot of things I didn't know about, like using my new lip gloss kit to color in her coloring book so the pictures looked and smelled pretty. But that wasn't her only confession. She also told me she was sorry she had taken my diary, written her name in it, and written a lot of secret stuff that I might not like that much. Okay, that part kind of bothered me. But I could always buy a new diary. Then she said she was really sorry she had used my cell phone. A lot. And I was like, what do you mean you used my cell phone a lot? I assumed she had used it to talk to Princess Sugarplum, Miss Penelope, and a few of her other imaginary friends. But Brianna explained that she had texted Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon, all while pretending to be me.
Brianna, you did what?
I gasped, trying not to lose it. Why were you texting my friends? She explained that they kept calling and texting and it was getting on her nerves because she was trying to write in her diary. And when she texted them back, she found out they were all a little mad. That's when I asked her why they were mad at her.
Nikki, they weren't mad at me. They were mad at you. Sorry, but the most important rule of friendship is being friendly to friends.
Then my little sister took a swig of my bottled water, picked up the TV remote, and started flipping through channels looking for Princess Sugarplum movie reruns. At first, I was a little confused about why my friends were upset, until I remembered that yesterday had been a complete disaster. I felt just awful that I'd let them down. I was totally obsessed with being the perfect friend, but I'd failed miserably. I was angry at Brianna for pretending to be me, angry at my friends for not being more understanding, and angry at myself for screwing things up. My BFFs mean everything to me, and I didn't want to lose them. And it didn't help that I just had a major illness and emergency surgery. So basically, I was a hot mess. I suddenly felt hopeless and overwhelmed. My entire life was a total disaster. I got a huge lump in my throat and blinked back my tears. That's when Mom stuck her head in my room and said cheerfully, "Brianna, dear, it's time to go. I'm sure you enjoyed your visit, but your sister needs to get some rest." Brianna gave me a hug, waved goodbye, and skipped toward the door. Suddenly she stopped, turned around, and ran back to the foot of my bed to grab her Princess Sugar Plum backpack. I sniffed and wiped away a tear as Brianna stared at me with curious concern. Finally, she opened her backpack. "Nikki, I think you probably need this thing more than I do." Then she handed me my diary. OMG, I was so happy to see it. I was anxious to pick up right where I'd left off a day earlier, the cupcakery. Brianna gave me an evil grin, slowly picked up her backpack, and then scurried toward the door like a little rat. "Brianna, don't you have some other things of mine you need to return?" I asked, eyeballing her suspiciously. She turned around, came back to my bed, and handed over my cell phone and purse. I was a little shocked that Brianna was trying to leave with my personal stuff like that. It was really sneaky and selfish. Like, who did she think she was? Mackenzie Hollister? I was thrilled and relieved to finally have all of my personal items back again. Thanks to my bratty little sister, Brianna. And this time around, she didn't take any of my most cherished items. She brought them back to me, along with happiness and hope. Wednesday, 12 p.m. I've been reading through Brianna's diary for the past hour, and OMG, I'm a little shocked and surprised by everything that happened. I offered to help my friends with some important tasks, but I ruined everything. What could go wrong did go wrong. I totally understand why Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon were really upset when I didn't follow through, but Brianna's messages to my friends bordered on cruel. As I read them, I literally cringed. The only reason Brianna's behavior is excusable is because she is only 6 years old. But my friends didn't know they were texting a 6-year-old. They thought they were texting me. I needed to personally apologize to each of them and explain everything. They totally deserved that and more. First, I called Zoe. Before I could apologize, Zoe said her headphones had arrived, along with a refund check, due to our poor customer service. She was super excited and thanked me for the free headphones. When I told her that Brianna was texting them, not me, she laughed and said they'd finally figured that out after the wacky Princess Sugarplum text. Next, I called Chloe. I was about to apologize when Chloe started raving about her grandma's beautiful and delish birthday cake. She said the cupcakery apologized for the 30-minute late delivery. Due to a little mishap, they'd had to bake a new one, so the cake was provided at no charge to her family. Lastly, I called Brandon. I didn't get a chance to apologize to him either. He said a rescue group had volunteered for the same time slot he'd given me and agreed to foster 5 dogs. So everything turned out great. He also said he'd checked his schedule and is available to get cupcakes with me on Saturday. And get this. He actually wants a cupcake selfie with me. Squee! All 3 of my friends were really worried about me and hoped I was okay. I was surprised that they actually wanted to visit me. I told them it wasn't necessary and that I might be going home tomorrow, but they insisted. So, my BFFs are planning to stop by today around 4 p.m. I have to admit, I'm really looking forward to seeing them. Squee! Wednesday, 3:30 p.m. Dr. Taylor, my surgeon, came by my room to give my parents and me an update. She said my surgery site looked great, and I was recovering really well. She stated further that if my blood work and medical tests show that I'm stable, I'll be able to go home tomorrow. This was the best news ever. However, while Dr. Taylor is comfortable with me recovering at home for the next few days, she does not think it's a good idea for me to start school this week. Ah! That was me screaming. I was really looking forward to the first day of school. However, if everything goes well and I continue to progress, I'll be able to start on Monday or Tuesday of next week. After our meeting was over, my mom let me know that Chloe, Zoe, Brandon, and Mackenzie had arrived and were in the waiting room. And Brianna was keeping them company. I was like, Mackenzie? OMG, who invited her? I tiptoed down the hall and peeked into the waiting room, and sure enough, there she was. For some reason, all my friends looked super serious. But I think that was because they were worried about me. I hurried back to my room and brushed my hair. I grabbed my Ready to Rock red lip gloss and applied a layer or two, even though Brianna had used most of it in her coloring book. Then I hopped back into my bed just as my mom brought everyone into my room. OMG. All my friends came in with get-well cards, flowers, chocolate candy, stuffed animals, and even balloons. Brianna had the cutest teddy bear for me. Everyone gave me a hug and told me I looked really good for having major surgery 24 hours ago. I told them I felt great and was happy they had stopped by to visit. I had my tonsils out when I was 10 years old, and OMG, that surgery was brutal, Mackenzie said dramatically. I lost like 2 pints of blood. Actually, it was more like 2 gallons. Everyone did a group eye roll. I plastered a smile on my face. So, Mackenzie, what brings you here today? Definitely Brandon. He's been a wreck ever since he found out you were in the hospital. I've been his emotional support, she said, staring at him with sad puppy dog eyes. And I'm here to see you, too, since you're apparently the sick person. She sneered as she took out her lip gloss and applied 5 layers. I stared at Mackenzie a bit confused. Was she really this vain and clueless, or just faking it? Then I shared the not-so-good news that I wouldn't be starting school with them tomorrow because my doctor was suggesting next week. Although Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon were a little disappointed, they thought it was a good idea for me to take my recovery slowly. OMG, you're not going to school until next week? Mackenzie blurted. If you miss the first few days of school, you'll never catch up. You'll be the new kid all over again. You might as well just start November as a transfer student.
Don't worry, Nikki. You'll be fine, Chloe reassured me.
Yeah, we got your back, Zoe said supportively.
I'd be happy to escort you to all of your classes, Brandon blushed.
Well, I think visiting time is over, Mackenzie muttered, looking at her watch. When I had my tonsils out, I had a line of visitors down the hallway, and they brought me dozens of gifts. I glared at Mackenzie. Girlfriend, you're rich. Please go buy a better personality. But I just said that in my head, so nobody heard it but me.
I wanted Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon to get moving because tomorrow was their first day of school and they needed to be prepared.
But I wanted Mackenzie to leave because she was extremely obnoxious.
My BFFs hugged me again and told me to get well soon. They said they'd check in with me again tomorrow after school. I really appreciated the fact that they took the time to visit me to make sure I was okay. I have the best friends ever.
Thursday, September 4th, 11 a.m. Dr. Taylor dropped by this morning with some really good news. All my tests looked good, and she was releasing me to go home. OMG, I was so happy to hear that news. Mom helped me get dressed, while Brianna placed all of my Get Well gifts into a large canvas bag that Mom had brought from home. A nurse placed me in a wheelchair and wheeled me down to the main door where Dad was parked. I still could not believe I'd had major surgery and a hospital stay. It felt great to be at home again with my family. I went up to my bedroom and was surprised to see that Brianna had taped yet another of her drawings on my bedroom door. I was almost afraid to look, but I did. Brianna had made a special card just for me and taped it to my bedroom door. To Nikki, my best friend. It was absolutely adorable. I thanked Brianna and gave her a big hug. I had a very special gift for my little sister as well. One that I knew she was going to love. I've written in my diary almost daily for the past year, so I consider myself an expert. I was really impressed with Brianna's cute and creative diary entries. They were hilarious. Not only does she have a passion for writing, but she's a really good artist for her age. So when I saw the perfect gift for Brianna in the hospital gift shop, I just had to get it for her. Now she has her very own personal diary. A Princess Sugar Plum Diary. And everyone knows Brianna loves Princess Sugar Plum. This also means my little sister will never, ever need to borrow my diary again. Thank goodness. I was in my room chillaxing when Brianna knocked on my door and poked her head in.
Nikki, thanks again for my new diary. I love it.
I just want to apologize for writing in your diary. I'm really sorry. In my defense, I'm just a little kid, and I was left unsupervised. I could not believe Brianna actually said that. I warned Miss Penelope that it wasn't nice to write in other people's diaries, but she did it anyway, Brianna continued. She's sorry, too. Of course, I did what any older sister would do under the circumstances. I invited them both to hang out in my room so we could write in our diaries together. My bratty little sister and I actually have a lot more in common than I realized. We both actually adore each other We both have a wacky sense of humor. We're both really good artists. We're both obsessed with writing in our diaries. And most importantly, we're both total dorks. Scoobie!
P.S. Miss Penelope is a dork, too. But I could be wrong about that. Love me, Brianna.
You have been listening to a Simon & Schuster audiobook, Dork Diaries Sister Showdown by Rachel Renee Russell, read by Jenny Barber. The text is copyright Rachel Renee Russell, 2024. First published in the USA as Dork Diary 16, Tales from a Not-So-Bratty Little Sister by Aladdin, an imprint of Simon & Schuster Children's Publishing Division. The recording is copyright Simon & Schuster Audio, 2024. The right of Rachel Renee Russell to be identified as the author of this work has been asserted by her in accordance with Section 77 and 78 of the Copyright Designs and Patents Act, 1988.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.